Hello. What's up? Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me, your host. Anyway. Man, this fucking no mic thing is not cool. Alright, we'll have the mic tomorrow. I'm still in Florida. I don't got a lot of time. It's fucking
7:15.
And I have to be out of here in 45 minutes, so, and all my shit is everywhere, so, this is gonna have to be 10 minutes, so I can, get to the airport. Last night's shows were a lot of fun. I didn't go to the beach yesterday, which was a huge relief. Jacqueline had a lot of writing to do, and so we didn't go. I wasn't pushing, so just hung around this hotel, which is really nice. Wrote this hotel, the Palm Beach Hilton. Thank you, everybody, for not, you know, I disclosed that yesterday, and everybody was cool and didn't come here and try to hassle me. I appreciate that. This is like a real, like, party kind of hotel. They blast dance music around the pool, and there's a lot of people. It seems like a little bit of a scene. Which was
interesting.
So that was all right. So, and then the nice thing about this weekend is that the club is very close to this hotel, just like a 5 minute walk, not even, and it's in this like mall. Across the road, there's like a big mall. It's like a party mall. I mean, it's like an outdoor mall because in Florida and stuff. But it's it's got your basic mall things, and the stores, and then your Panera Bread and Starbucks and Victoria's Secret and H&M, the whole. And there's all these bars in it as well. And then, like, last night was, like, packed. There's just all these people out there drinking. There's a band playing. I don't know if that's, like, the place to go in West Palm Beach is this party mall. But, you know, that's what the club's in it. And it's just interesting to see like a shopping mall be like a destination for like nighttime fun. And there's people that live in it. There's like the residents at City Plaza, City Place it's called. Man, it must be so much fun to live in Party Mall. You know, you could just clean up with, hooking up. Just hook up. If you're hanging out at that Brother Jimmy's or whatever bar you're hanging out in, there's and you just be like, yo, baby, I live in this motherfucker. I mean, you don't think they wouldn't be curious about seeing the apartment that's right there? Of course they would. I mean, that's my living in Party Mall fantasy. Never go anywhere. I'm like, oh man, I should live here, and then plan out my life. Of course, I'm not. I mean, that I don't plan out. It was not my idea of like, oh, I'm gonna just hook up with a bunch of Palm Beach chicks here in the mall. But you know, I would hope that if I moved here, Jacqueline and the cats would come with me. But I would just think of that as an advantage for the single person living in the mall. I'm thinking of writing a movie called Party Mall. I have an idea. I think I could make the next Porky's. I don't know. I don't know myself right now. I say that I claim that I could make the next Porky's, and then be like, oh, I don't know. Why not? Why shouldn't I? I'm funny. I'm a decent writer. I could write a good movie. I've never written a movie. I've just written television pilot scripts that nobody has really given a shit about yet. I didn't give a shit about, but they made them. So, that's good enough. Not giving a shit. So, I gotta pack. I gotta get out of here. Let's just take a quick look at the news, because I don't have much else to talk about at the moment, and I'm just too tired. What's the... Apple's news, if you want to. Well, you can't follow along because this is too, it's later. What's this about Lyft? Lyft pushes feel-good factor as Uber reels. Okay, what are they doing here? Second place ride-hailing company unveils optional in-app charity donation feature. Ooh. As Uber grapples with accusations of sexism, Lyft is making more moves. Doesn't feel good. That's pretty, that's nice. You can take Lyft and donate to a charity while also putting taxi drivers out of business. Not that I know taxi drivers. In the taxi driver we got here, we took a taxi from the airport to the hotel, and he was mad as fuck about something. I don't know what. I tried to ask, but he didn't want any of it. But I don't think driving people around can be. I guess it can be fun. I guess the taxi drivers seem fucking pissed about it, and then the Uber Lyft drivers, they seem to love it. They want to talk about it. They want to talk to you, and but that also depends on where you go. Like this, I don't know if that's typical here, but there's some cities where I feel taxi drivers are pissed. Some cities where they're really chatty. Albany. They were, this in Albany, this dude took us out of the, he was driving us somewhere, and then he was like, oh, I'm going to take you this way because I want to show you my favorite house. And then he's explaining this was like the rich neighborhood, and these are, you know, it's a nice house. And then he said, then he slowed down, he like pointed out favorite house in Albany. Another guy was like, Thomas, I used to be a professor, and he was working for the government, and then he was a whistleblower, and they booted him. I don't know if it was true, but it was a good story. All right, I gotta go. It's been 10 minutes, and I gotta 7:25. I gotta get out here 35 minutes, which is gonna be, you know, a little bit of a challenge because Jacqueline's still asleep. I gotta get her up. She's not easy to get up. She's a sound sleeper. And then well, that's it. I gotta go. If I can't, I gotta upload this too. All right, I'm gonna go tomorrow. Be back in New York. We'll have a full length show. Hopefully, it'll be a good show. And we'll start off the week. All right, that's it. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.